to sin. They were tempted to rebel against God. You think you're immune to that? Well, you aren't. God will give you grace to overcome the temptation, that you can escape it. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation, no trouble, no problem that you've encountered, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you, not permit you, to be tempted above that you're able, but will with a temptation make a way of escape. Why? That you can avoid it? No. That you can bear it. Go through it. Endure it. Oh, Lord, while we're in this book of James, turn to the first chapter with me. Wonderful revelation here. Verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. You know that word blessed has got several definitions and connotations that the Bible uses, the Bible authors used here to tell us something sometimes we overlook. Blessed don't mean just that you're lavished with God's grace or gifts. It also means happy. I think here perhaps the proper connotation is, happy is the man that endureth temptation. Didn't say escape it. You're not going to escape temptation. You're not going to escape trouble. You're not going to escape heartache. You're not going to escape storms sweeping down on you sometime even suddenly. When you don't have time, you don't have an SOS. I mean a warning. But you can lift an SOS. A Christian ought to have you an SOS button to send to Jesus. You're going to have them storms come on you like those mariners did crossing the Sea of Galilee. They were out there and all of a sudden a storm arose suddenly. But Jesus was on the ship asleep. And that storm was violent. The waves were tempestuously violent. And Lord, they began to scream, and one of them run back to the back part of the boat and said, "Hey, Jesus, wake up. Don't you care if we perish or not?" He stood up and rebuked them winds, and them winds just subsided just as quickly as they arose. And he said, "Oh, you little faith. Why don't you believe? Where's your faith? Where's your faith in that storm?" You hear a lot of Christians talking about how great their faith is, and oh, how determined they are. Until adversity comes. Until the storm descends upon them without warning. Until heartache comes upon them with some bad news, a telegram, a phone call. Something happens to kind of obscure the very sun of sunshine of their life. And you can see how much faith they got. You can see it. Or when suddenly a temptation befalls them and they're put in the corner, the devil has them backed up, and they look around and they forget the scripture. Jesus said, "I'll give you a way of escape." Praise God. When you get in trouble, the first thing to do is look for a hole, a door, a passageway. Praise God. Look for an elevator. Look for something. Like a fella one time, two was talking, and we asked his buddy, he says, "If you was out in an airplane, the motors quit, and you had to light out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and that airplane went down, but you were there, but you were out in the middle of that ocean alive, what would you want more than anything else?" That fella didn't even have to think twice. He said, "A boat." Praise God. Well, what do you look for when you need help? You send out an SOS to Jesus to help you. "Lord, I need a boat. I need a knot tied into that rope. I need a way, a doorway. I need a passageway. I need a hole." Praise God. That's where your faith has to operate, that God will give you a way of escape so you can bear it. All right? You say, "If I'm going to bear it," God don't make that hole instantly. when you're in trial, when your faith is being tested, when your love is being tested, and all the other virtues that God has given you through His grace, God is testing your faith and love and so forth. It may be days that you stand and endure that temptation. You endure that pain. You endure that heartache. You endure the violence of the storm. And then suddenly, the Lord shows you a way of escape. But you stayed there like the Scripture says in James 1 and 12, blessed is a man that endureth temptation. You don't run away from it. For when you're tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love Him. And then he continues, let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth God any man. But every man is tempted. You're tempted when you're drawn away of your own lust and enticed. James 4, the spirit within us lusteth to envy. The spirit that's in us lusteth to envy. And let me tell you something. You got that old nature in you. And a lot of times and most times Christians think that old nature with its deceit. See, Paul said that old nature is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Deceitful lusts. And he'll make you think them old lust is the spirit of God, and most Christians live by their feelings. They don't live by faith in God and by the direction of the Holy Ghost. They resist God on one hand and submit to the devil and his devices on the other, and then wonder why the dickens things don't go according to what God's will is for their life. You ain't going to find no peace and rest, joy and happiness, success, and all those blissful things that the virtues of the Spirit of God through His grace makes known to us and manifests to us to give us the help and strength we need in every condition, until you have submitted to the management of the Holy Ghost over your life. The great word in a Christian's vocabulary, the greatest word is overcome. More like that in the Scriptures. Revelation 12 and verse 10, and they overcame him, the devil. They overcame him. How? By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Praise the Lord. You got to have that same testimony to follow your lifestyle as a Christian. It must have that epitaph on your life. Whether you die or whether you go to heaven alive, you must have that recorded. You please God, and you can't please God unless you overcome the flesh, the world, sin, and the devil. God's grace is sufficient. Well, that's one thing the Lord made clear to the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12. Paul said, I sought the Lord thrice that this old thorn in the flesh should be removed. Somebody says, what is that thorn? The next part of that verse. The messenger of Satan to buffet me. The devil to, in other words, create trouble for you. To create temptation for you. To create deprivation for you. To create heartache for you. To stir up a storm for you. Like the stinking devil did in Job the first chapter. He stirred a whirlwind up and come in there and smote the four corners of the house where his sons and daughters were having a feast and killed the last one of them. Talk about what the devil. Well, the devil can't do it without God's permission, but God's going to give him permission to cause you trouble. Revelation 12 and 10 calls him the accuser of the brethren. The accuser of the brethren.